This is a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Ministry of Health ramping up contact tracing efforts in several COVID-19 hotspots across the island. Two COVID-19 monitoring unit members test positive for the virus. Trinidad and Tobago's foreign minister criticizes the opposition leader for writing to India asking for COVID-19 vaccines. And a new study shows that COVID vaccines cut the risk of serious illness by 80% in people over the age of 80. Details coming up next in the latest. The Ministry of Health and Wellness will be ramping up contact tracing efforts in communities across the island to curb the spread of COVID-19. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George says officials have identified about 11 hotspots and are requiring the assistance of the public in being cooperative with the contact tracing exercise. He was speaking during last evening's COVID-19 update news conference.
Seek and Save went across several households, 82,000 households in Barbados. But what we have identified is a few hotspots, and that is based on our intelligence. And we have identified those communities, and we're going to be working with those communities. And this is why we require the public's cooperation, so that persons will be coming and asking you a few questions. And in addition to that, we will be offering testing. I don't want to name the hotspots for many reasons, because this is not about pointing fingers. This is about controlling the spread of disease.
Dr. George also noted they have already placed a number of people in quarantine hotels who live in communities that are deemed high risk.
We have instituted a fairly new program wherein persons who live in certain communities, and based on their level of risk, we are bringing them into care and we are bringing them into hotels, designated quarantine hotels. We currently have 40 individuals in our quarantine hotels who have been identified, who live in communities that are high risk. So there may be several persons living in that house, and the situation at home may not be ideal. And indeed, of those 40, 16 of those individuals have tested positive from a single household.
Meanwhile, head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, says two members of his unit have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've had two of my officers who have tested positive for COVID, and because of that, there are one or two other officers who would have been in close proximity to them who have also been tested and who would go into a quarantine. Now, those officers would not be considered contacts because they all wore masks consistently during their duties and interactions. But in an abundance of caution, in terms of giving them a peace of mind, we went ahead and had them tested.
Now, given the continuing challenges of bringing the pandemic under control, both here and overseas, some of the local band leaders and promoters are already starting to discuss how they can collaborate to salvage some of the aspects of Cropover this year, but with an emphasis on virtual events. Rondell Jones, general manager of the Aura Experience, says the various options are being explored.
I have spoken to one or two band leaders about doing such things. It is not materialized as yet, but there have been conversations. It's something for us to sit down and really look at, with not just band leaders, but event homes as well. Events like Elevate, for example, do collabs and stuff like that. So it is something that's very possible in the early stages, because it's not the hardest stuff over yet. So we're not looking to do those things quite yet. But I assume in maybe May, June, July, you'll start to see some virtual events coming on board. So there's definitely room for it. There's definitely a vision for it, but the actual planning of it has not started yet.
That's General Manager of the Aura Experience, Rondell Jones. With fitness centers being closed for the past month as a result of the surge in COVID-19 cases, one gym is hoping to reopen soon, noting that the lockdown has had a significant impact on business. Managing Director of Surfside Wellness, George Griffith, tells Starcom Network News, with the beginning of the year usually being a busy time for gyms, they were not able to benefit from that much anticipated boost in activity.
Just that kind of mark on the calendar is always a time where people, you know, kind of renew any determination they had to get fit. And that has been the time when obviously, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty. And then obviously the lockdown for the last, now going into the fifth week. I understand the concern, but I think that myself and most of the clubs on the island have done as much to keep the COVID protocols in place as some of the other well-trafficked facilities on the island. If anything, gyms tend to be COVID ready before there was even a COVID. You know, when people come into our club, for example, there was always sanitizer. There's machine wipes in every section, and people spray bottles and wipes, etc. So this is standard procedure in most gyms and health clubs anyway.
That's George Griffith, Managing Director of Surfside Wellness. The University of the West Indies and the Government of Guyana will sign a contract at the end of the month to establish an open campus in Georgetown. This from Vice-Chancellor Professor Sir Hilary Beckles as he spoke during a virtual media conference on the topic Facing UE's Financial Future. Professor Beckles said the signing of the contract will result in thousands of Guyanese civil servants being trained by the regional institution.
We have made contact. You can imagine how proud I felt when the president of Guyana called to say, we want to invite UE into Guyana because we are launching a human resource revolution. We have just under 1 million people. We have to certify them. We have to train them. We have to upgrade them. We want UE to be at the center of this. And we are in the middle of that to come down to Guyana and train. The open campus has become our portal. And so they're going to be training 4,000 Guyana civil servants. We're signing that contract at the end of the month. I will go down to Guyana to sign that contract so that UE begin the public training, the academic training of the public servants in Guyana. This is going to be a major revenue stream for the University of the West Indies.
Professor Sir Hilary Beckles. The Pine Lands Creative Workshop has commenced their second annual workshop on supporting the blue economy through social enterprise. Chief Executive Officer Sophia Graves, while delivering her opening remarks, says the training session creates entrepreneurship opportunities which have a meaningful social impact on the sector. She says the social enterprise concept is relatively new to the region.
The simple idea of making money and having a social impact is the ultimate win-win to contribute to the solution where, by way of creating employment, avenues for social inclusion, and respond to cultural needs, healthcare, and even environmental preservation. The social enterprise concept is one that is fluid and can be applied to varied sectors, not only blue economy. It provides the opportunity to present fresh and creative approaches to business, social engagement, and social status. In addition, social enterprise is a great way to lessen the dependency on donor contributions and gain greater financial and operational freedom.
The CEO of the Pinelands Creative Workshop, Sophia Graves. In Jamaica, the parliamentary opposition is criticizing the government for the change in timeline for the delivery of vaccines under the COVAX facility. While opposition spokesman on health, Dr. Moray Guy, commended the Wholeness Administration for securing more vaccines, he said the health minister keeps changing his timeline as to when the vaccines will arrive. The country was initially told that the vaccines were to reach the island by mid-February, but Dr. Guy is contending that the government is only now saving face because of the contribution from India of 50,000 vaccines, which are to arrive this week. Trinidad and Tobago's Minister of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs, Dr. Amory Brown, has chided opposition leader Kamala Prasad Bisesser for writing to the Prime Minister of India seeking COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Brown said the opposition leader had contacted the Indian leader even after the public was informed that Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley had written to him requesting the vaccines. In a media release, Dr. Brown said the leader of the opposition chose to sacrifice protocol and good judgment and tampered with the bilateral relations in a quest for relevance and attention. And finally, a group of nearly 300 girls who were kidnapped from a school in northwestern Nigeria last week have been released. That's according to local officials. The girls were abducted by unidentified gunmen from their boarding school in Zamfara State on Friday and taken to a forest. The state's governor said today that the group had been freed and the girls were now safe. Recapping the headlines at 7:30. The Ministry of Health ramping up contact tracing efforts in several COVID-19 hotspots across the island. Two COVID-19 monitoring unit members test positive for the virus. Trinidad and Tobago's foreign minister criticizes the opposition leader for writing to India asking for COVID-19 vaccines. And as we just heard, a group of nearly 300 girls who were kidnapped from a school in northwestern Nigeria have been released. This has been the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I am Cashy Brown. Good morning.